Hey guys, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Teresa.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
Welcome back to our podcast. We're here to give you more details on OK and Radar stories that you can't get enough of.
We'll be bringing you top stories, clearing up rumors, giving you special teases, and having guests to give us more gossip.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing Chelsea's delivery rumors, Bristol's Teen Mom OG debut, plus Brianna's daughter's health crisis. Teresa is back. She's been out for a few days because she's an auntie now. Auntie Teresa.
Unfortunately, my friend was not a teen mom.
Yes.
Well, fortunately, I guess.
Yeah, fortunately. The baby is so cute.
She's so cute. I just showed everyone a video and everyone's freaking out.
Yes, I've had baby fever now all day.
No, I want a baby right now.
I want same.
Lauren and I are going to come back.
We want babies right now. He's so cute. What's his name?
His name is Liam Thomas.
He is
the cutest baby I've ever seen, and I'm not just saying that.
Same. I agree.
No, he is.
Yeah, hopefully if my family's not listening, he is a very cute baby.
He is. But really exciting. Yes. I'm glad to be back at work, though. I missed everyone.
Of course.
I am up to date
especially
on the Teen
me.
Mom. Yes, especially Lauren. And Sam. I am up to date on Teen Mom drama, so I'm ready to get into it.
But before we get started, we have a lot to discuss. Would you guys like to be featured on Teen Mom Time? So go to the App Store or Google Play and download Voice Bite. You guys can comment your questions, any concerns that you have for us using the hashtag Teen Mom Time. So make sure you do that as soon as possible. So let's get into Teen Mom Truth or Tale. Everyone's been freaking out about Chelsea Houska because she hasn't been as active on social media. Twitter, Instagram, even her husband that we love and adore, Cole, he has not posted anything within the last week.
Huh.
So everyone's saying that Chelsea gave birth. However, it is not true.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people were tweeting at her saying, I bet she had the baby. She's not on Twitter. She does come on like every now and then on Twitter.
Right, updates.
Yeah, she's definitely not like Kale. Chelsea's like, you know, just here and there about like makeup and all that.
Do you remember when Kale was in labor? And not in labor, I'm sorry. Like right before she had Lux, you and I would be like, oh my God, it's 11:20 and Kale hasn't tweeted yet. Like she's in labor.
She hasn't tweeted in 4 hours. She is definitely in labor. Well, we can't really say that for Chelsea.
We can't because she does not, you know, she's more active on social media than other teen moms.
Yes.
But she's not as active as like Farrah or Kale.
Exactly. But she said, ha, nope, I'm bouncing on a ball right now. So, you know, it's definitely almost time.
When is her due date? Do we know?
It's around Aubrey's birthday.
When was her birthday?
So I think it's beginning of September.
Okay, so I'm shocked that she hasn't had this baby yet because September is next week. And as we know...
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. Actually, I'm really happy because my allergies are insane. But
whatever.
So yeah, she had Aubrey and Watson super early. So I'm actually surprised that she still has baby number 3 in there still.
Yeah, she gave birth to Aubrey at 35 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, she's probably around 37 weeks right now.
Okay.
37, 38, because she didn't tweet that long ago that she was 35 weeks. And everyone said, isn't that when you had Aubrey? She said yes. And then she gave birth to Watson at 37 weeks. So it could happen at any time.
It could happen
at
any moment. So we need to stay on social media. I have all my alerts on.
Yes, I have my alert on. And this morning she posted a photo. It said Chelsea Houska posted a photo. And I was talking to Colleen and I panicked and I was like, hold on.
Yeah, no, because it could be baby fee.
Exactly. It could just be those little hands. And she said, welcome to the world, sweet girl. That's probably going to be her Instagram caption.
Okay, what do we think the name is going to be? So at American Media, we love to do teen mom baby pools. And we did one for Kayla and Larry. We did that. What did we do? We did the baby's name because she had given a list of names. So we all did a baby pool and what the name would be. Unfortunately, none of us won because who would have thought she'd name her child Lux?
Lux Russell, yes.
But what do you think the baby name is going to be?
Oh, it's going to be something amazing, unique. I could picture her with a paisley.
No, it can't be paisley.
But it's going to be like unique like that.
You think she's going to do that? No, didn't she say she wasn't doing the double E at the end?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I should have left you. Let you think that so I could win.
No.
Watson, I think, was such a curveball because I've never heard of the name Watson. Two, because Aubrey's name is so normal. I thought it was going to be something like kind of normal-ish.
I feel like Watson is such an old man name.
It is, but it fits him. Like, he looks like an old man.
It does. Watson Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of... I could picture her with, like, a Winnie. Winnie Rose.
I think it's going to be something super girly.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time people were speculating that it was Penelope.
See, I could picture her with a very unique name or even a boy's name for a girl.
See, I think it's going to be like a really girly name.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Complete opposite.
I know. Okay, so if it's a girl's name, I win the pool.
Okay.
And if it's a boy's name for a girl, you win the pool.
Okay.
I don't know. Which should the winner get?
A round of applause. I don't know. We'll think of something.
Okay.
We'll have to get everyone in the office. We'll have to get that email chain going soon.
Yes, I'll get started.
Yes.
So unfortunately, on Teen Mom top three biggest stories of the week, we have some sad baby news. Yes. Brianna DeJesus' daughter, Stella, was in the hospital over the weekend.
That was really scary when she announced it and started uploading photos.
I know.
She's only 1 year old. She's so cute. Silly Stella.
I know. And I mean, obviously, the VMAs is nothing compared to her child's health, but she did miss the VMAs this weekend because of her daughter's health issues.
I was very happy to see that she did not go to the VMAs. Me too. I was a little nervous because we kept hearing that she was going. And then I saw that Monday morning, that Stella was still in the hospital, possibly being released that day. And I thought, I really hope she doesn't go.
So on Friday, I was thinking about that because at the time, so I'll tell you what Brianna told me exclusively. She told me that she has septic arthritis, which is a joint infection. She said it's very common in kids. And that surgery does fix it. But unfortunately, it's not really curable. It could come back at any time. It is treatable, though. You know, we don't really know too much about what happened afterwards. But when she did get the surgery, I was really glad to see that she didn't go to the VMAs. I was actually thinking that, too, because I was like, well, if she's home now from the surgery on Friday, like, maybe she will go.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping she wouldn't.
Same. Because... we know how Brianna is. She's definitely loving the spotlight.
And it's the VMAs. I mean, like, who doesn't want to go to the VMAs?
Yeah, exactly. But Brianna definitely loves the spotlight. So I was a little nervous. And I was like, I really hope she doesn't show up because I don't want to, you know, think of her that way. That she would want to go to the VMAs over her own child.
Same.
So I was really happy that she did not disappoint me.
I have to say, it's very rare that I am Team Janelle Evans. But she, too, missed out on the VMAs. The reason, because she had an ear infection. I also saw that Kaiser was sick.
Yeah, they're probably all sick.
They're probably all sick. When one person gets sick, everyone's sick. But I'm glad she didn't go, too, because I am recovering from an ear infection. Yeah. And that can last, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
It is painful. I couldn't hear for a month.
The amount of times I heard, what?
Yeah. No, what? I was like, Lauren, tell me in this ear.
Wait, tell me again, Lauren. Can you repeat that? I was like, Teresa, forget it.
Yeah, and like through the day, like your ear just like keeps popping. And you don't know what, like, it's awful. Yeah. So I'm also glad that she stayed home.
Agreed. And also I didn't want to see her or David there. So thank you, Janelle.
Thank you, Janelle. But Kale did go and I thought she looked good.
Oh yeah, I think Kale looked great. The hair, I was very happy because I think it was last year when she wore that crop red shirt.
Yeah.
It was also lace and black pants and her hair was curled and it looked horrible.
It was messy. It was messy, the hair.
Yeah, it was just too curled. The curls didn't fall.
Yeah.
It looks like she got them done and ran out.
Right.
And the red lip just did not go.
So I loved her and I told you this, but I loved her from the waist up. I thought her hair was amazing. Her makeup was amazing. Her top was amazing. I didn't like the black pants. I feel like if they were like tight and they showed off her like, you know, amazing booty, then I think, okay. But they were just too loose, and I feel like she wore the same pants last year.
She probably did.
Yeah, and I just feel like for the VMAs, like, you have to bring it.
Yeah.
And I think that if she had tighter pants, or even, like, a sexy skirt, like, she has a great body. Like, show it off.
Definitely not a skirt.
But I think a skirt over the pant. I wasn't a fan.
The pants.
Really? I wasn't a fan of the loose pants.
I was, only because she's tall. So I think it worked for her.
Yeah, I don't know, but... I am not as disappointed in Kale as I am in Farrah. I thought that she looked like she was going like to the mall.
She looked exactly like Kale in Nashville. They both wore that jumpsuit when Kale had that major nip slip in her vlog. Kale had almost identical. And she was just in Nashville, just walking around.
Right.
Farrah's going to the VMAs.
Right. Like, and her daughter, Sophia, looked amazing.
She looked so cute. She looked like little Cinderella.
Yeah, no, she looked cute. Like, Sophia definitely out.
Yeah, sorry, Farrah. Sophia won this time.
I'm also super disappointed in Kate.
Oh, the worst.
What is this? First of all, the pants look like they're mustard yellow.
Yeah. A lot of times, I don't have my brightness as high on my phone. Save battery, you know, because I have so many friends and family to talk to. It looked like her skin color. I was like, what is she wearing? And then I looked and I was like, oh, God, it's the gold leggings. It just didn't work. She's such a cute girl. I love Kate.
Her hair and makeup looked on point. Great. Yeah.
Looked great. The shirt was cute. I think it just
It's cute for like a night out. Like, oh, let's do a dinner
date.
Maybe
a press day.
A press day, yes. Yeah. Not for the VMAs.
I could have pictured her in another cute jumpsuit. Do you remember last year she did that horrible 70s theme?
Oh, my God,
theme?
Yes.
Definitely a step up from last year.
Do they not have, like, stylists?
I don't know.
I would pay for one.
I would, yeah. Or she could even call us.
Yes.
And we could tell her no.
Do, like, Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
Do, like, something like that. Tyler looked good, though.
Yeah, Tyler looks cute.
Yeah.
Looked, I have to say, I watched our exclusive interview with them on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. They are so in love. They're so happy. They had no idea what they wanted to do for their anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
Teresa, don't burst my bubble. They looked so happy and in love. So,
you know what? They did do that couples therapy, which Radar exclusively reported.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, maybe that was like a week away, just them doing a type of retreat. And it seemed to have worked. And I'm very glad it did.
Me too, as everyone knows.
Yeah. Will it last? I don't think so.
But anyway. Moving on to the second biggest story. But yeah, so back to Brianna.
Yeah.
Stella's healthy. I know we kind of went off topic a little bit talking about fashion.
Yeah.
Stella's healthy, but we will keep you guys up to date because I'm sure, you know, Brianna updates us all on everything. Would you like to be featured on our show, Teen Mom Time? Download the app called Voice Byte in the App Store or Google Play to comment on all things Teen Mom. Now, we just talked a lot about Brianna, Chelsea's baby, so we want to hear your thoughts. So all you have to do is record your comments and you could possibly be featured on our show. How exciting.
That's really exciting. And, you know, we really want to hear your thoughts. Do you guys think Chelsea Houska is going to go with a boy name or a girl name?
Yes. Whose side are you on, Teresa or Lauren?
Look, did you like at the VMAs? We want to hear from you. So download the app and let us know your thoughts.
Yes, definitely. Getting into the second biggest story of the week, Bristol Palin. Now, we've been talking about her for a while now, about a couple weeks after it was announced that she is joining Team MOG. We finally got a sneak peek.
I am so excited. This is like the greatest thing that's ever happened to Teen Mom, and I am
really
so here for it. The reason being, Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, is going to be on Teen Mom.
Talk about downhill. You could see
downward
as we're doing
spiral.
The downward hill sign.
Also, even greater, Levi Johnston is going to be on the show. Levi Johnston is so good looking.
He is.
He and his wife, Sunny, is beautiful. They are like an upgraded version of Ryan and Mackenzie. And,
ooh, good example.
And now I get why they weren't asked to come back, because we have these new people. They're going to bring the drama, and I am so here for it.
They're going to be so well put together.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's their first season.
But then they're going to fall apart, like everyone does.
Yeah, then they're going to be, like, wearing pajamas and leggings and hair up in messy buns. But we get to, like, look and be like, wow, I really like her makeup for the first time in a few years. Except, now Farrah's not on it. So, yeah, so we need that, you know, glam again.
And I just feel like they're going to get so much airtime. And, like, it worries me a little bit because I feel like Kate and Ty, Amber and Andrew, and Macy and Ryan, I just feel like they're
Macy and Taylor.
Macy and Taylor. I just feel like they're all, their airtime's gonna get limited so much just because, like, we have this new girl. There's so many parts of her life. I mean, we also have Dakota Mayer. We haven't confirmed if he's gonna be on the show, but, you know, he's also father of her two children. So there's a lot of different moving pieces in her life, and I think that they're gonna get a lot of airtime.
Yeah, agreed. And also Sarah, we gotta catch up
life.
We definitely have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
So I agree. Which kind of disappoints me because I'm sticking to the OGs. I really wanna, you know, be updated with their life. Amber has a new baby, Macy and Taylor and the whole drama with Ryan. There's so much Kate and Tyler and their addiction and health crisis. Like, I wanna know about them.
You know what? I'm going to do a very controversial opinion right now.
Ooh, scandalous.
I don't think that any of them brought the drama last season.
Oh, you're so rude.
Look at Kate and Tyler. They had to have his sister Amber and Billy be a storyline because they weren't doing anything interesting. Then now Macy all of a sudden doesn't want to talk about Ryan, doesn't want to film with Ryan. I'm sorry, but like, we're not watching Teen Mom to see you sitting on the couch talking to your friends about the same thing that's happened.
Ouch.
That's just my opinion. I just
ouch, like, Teresa.
Like on The Real Housewives, you know, they need to bring the drama or else they get fired. And I just think that all of them have been slacking, and I think that they're going to have some competition, and they need to bring it this season because Bristol will be bringing it.
I think Tyler and Kate mm-hmm. will definitely have a great season.
I do too, yes.
Because they spoke to mm-hmm. OK exclusively on the red carpet at the VMAs, and they revealed what their storyline is going to be about.
Ooh, what'd they say?
Mental health okay. and them trying to find the balance. Their parents' addiction and how they're dealing with it. And those are real life struggles that, you know, us young people deal with. Yeah. So I think their storyline will be great because they have a lot to discuss.
No, I agree. I mean, I do think that there were at times last season where they definitely brought a lot of interest. I think Amber was pretty boring, though.
I thought the whole baby drama with Gary, that whole thing, yeah. when Gary brought up all the radar stories about Andrew. They had stuff. You're just not thinking about it, Teresa.
You know what I just realized my problem is? So I feel like the season was so long.
Yes.
I feel like if they had cut it, it would have been an amazing season. Because we had, you know, Kate's mental health issues, which are very relatable. We had all the Macy and Ryan drama. We had, like you just said, the Gary drama. Also, yes. Andrew coming on was interesting.
And Matt. I think that's when we said goodbye to Matt.
Yeah, yeah. But the second half of the season, you can't tell me it wasn't boring. I was struggling to think of ideas for my recaps.
Yeah, it was definitely long because I think it started around Thanksgiving. Yes. And it lasted until, March? Mm-hmm. And then we got Teen Mom 2, or even later than that, maybe April, yeah, because I'm thinking back to my mom's birthday dinner and I had to recap. So April, and then we jumped right into 2. That's the thing. The show is so successful that they're just really pushing it on us yeah. for like 6 months at a time.
No, but the season was way too long. They were running. You could tell they were running out of material. I mean, they did a whole segment with Tyler's sister. They did a whole segment with Amber's cousin, Crystal. They were trying so hard to fill in pieces. And I just think when Farrah got fired, I think that's when they should have ended it.
Yeah.
Also, Cheyenne, we all kind of forgot about her.
I'm very confused by that because on Monday I was saying how, or sorry, on Tuesday, I was saying how it's very interesting that they are promoting Bristol during the VMAs, which was watched by many, many people. So she's getting all this publicity. I feel like if I was Cheyenne, I would be a little sad if she is on the show. I would be wondering why I'm not getting that press.
I'm also confused because when the story broke that Bristol was going to be on the show, Bristol confirmed it herself on Instagram. Cheyenne and Corey still haven't confirmed that they're on the show. So I wonder if they were in talks and now that they got Bristol, it kind of fell through. Or maybe they're trying to see how much Bristol brings and if they even need them.
Or I'm still thinking that Mackenzie McKee is still up for in the air for the fifth mom. Because she uploaded on Twitter and Instagram and all that she was filming something. She had all these cameras. She looked gorgeous. Is she still filming? Because now that Janelle signed on for Teen Mom 2, what are they going to use all that footage for?
I think Bristol Palin is the only definite person who's going to be on. And I think that Mackenzie and Cheyenne are on the sidelines waiting to see what happens. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
I think that if Bristol, Cheyenne are filming, maybe Mackenzie, I think MTV should have announced either Cheyenne or Mackenzie first, because she's not as major. I feel like bringing Bristol on, she's obviously, you know, with her mom, there's a lot of controversies going on, so everyone freaked out. And I feel like she's such a bigger star compared to them that they would have waited, you know, like, ooh, let's keep this secret and keep the Team MOG viewers on their toes.
Right.
And said, they were like, yep, we hired Bristol. I think they would have announced Cheyenne and Mackenzie first, only because they're not as well known as everyone.
Right.
Only MTV people really know who Cheyenne and Mackenzie are. If I said Cheyenne and Mackenzie to my parents, they would have no idea who I was talking about. Mm-hmm. But when they even said to me, I saw Bristol Palin was going to be on Team Mom OG. You know, that's your beat there. Yeah. I said, wow, they're talking to me about Team Mom OG. I feel like she was really the bigger star, so they should have waited to announce her before Mackenzie. No offense to Cheyenne or Mackenzie. I love Mackenzie. I don't know Cheyenne. Adore Mackenzie. But I feel like they're just smaller stars around the world.
I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all plays out.
Same. I'm very excited. Her tease, she said, my life's not perfect. I want to do what's best for my kids. So there is definitely going to be drama.
And you know what else? I feel like we've had this struggle with Teen Mom 2 to where, you know, Kaylin and Brianna's storylines were all about their drama. We kind of lost the baby daddy drama and the kid drama and kind of the relatableness to the viewers. So I think Bristol is going to be refreshing because, you know, she has two baby daddies. And I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to her.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm very excited. At first, I was like, nah. Okay.
At first, we like didn't care.
Sorry, MTV. Like, we were just like, okay, can't believe Bristol's on.
We like didn't believe it.
Yeah, we didn't believe it. And I think we were just very confused because we're like, why is Bristol coming on Team Mom OG?
Yeah.
You know, these girls have been doing it for 10 years. But now after seeing that teaser, I was like, okay, there's obviously drama in her life. You know, it's she's trying to raise three kids, balance two baby daddies. She has a family. You know, it's just she has a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So I think she will definitely bring awareness to something.
She also, I don't know if you remember, she actually had a reality show a few years ago.
Yes.
I think it was called Life's a Trip.
Yes.
Which was her, which is her son with Levi's name. I don't think it did very well. So that's why I was a little confused.
Yeah.
But that didn't have Levi on it. It didn't have Dakota on it. So I think
now there's more people, more drama, more footage. I'm excited. It premieres October 1st. So, you know, we'll be talking about it.
Yeah. So our third topic is Janelle Evans. She revealed over Twitter that David Easton, her husband, and her mother, Barbara, who do not get along. Barbara actually said on the reunion that she's scared David is going to kill her. According to Janelle, they're getting along now.
I did not see that tweet coming at all when I got the notification. I was like, what?
Especially since Barbara is helping Nathan so much get custody of Kaiser.
Yeah.
And it's just shocking to me that they're getting along now. Do you believe it?
Well, Janelle said she tweeted and deleted. It was filmed, which is interesting because David cannot film. So I don't know if she filmed with Babs afterwards because she has a very select few that she's allowed to be on camera with. And they discussed it. I need to hear it from Babs before I believe it.
So Radar has reached out for comment. It's been a little hard getting in touch with her, which is weird because she's usually pretty easily accessible.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's true. I feel like she kind of knows what we're calling her for, and she can't comment on it because it's going to be a storyline.
Yeah, and especially because she's said so much bad stuff that's airing right now.
Yeah. I think it's a smart move for Babs, and I think that it's something that I would do as well, only because she doesn't know Kaiser and Ensley. You know, she wants a relationship with them. And if you're scared that David's going to come kill you, maybe you should be on his good side.
As they say, keep your friends close.
But your enemies closer.
Closer, yeah. Exactly. So that's what Babs is doing. She's very smart.
Do you think it's a good idea on Babs' part?
I do. I agree with everything. How it's strange that she's helping Nathan so much and she's so worried about Kaiser's safety and Ensley's and Jace. It's interesting. It's just weird timing.
I have to say, though, I don't think it's going to last.
I don't either. Do you remember the wedding when her friend, when she was crying in the hotel because she did not go to Janelle's famous wedding, and her friend said, if you want to have a relationship with your daughter, you need to get along with David. And she's like, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Now, maybe she just still, I think she still hates David because there's a lot to hate him for.
Yes.
And she's just willing to, you know what, just
be civil.
Yeah, bite my tongue. I want to have a relationship with my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's had a relationship with her for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, she was there for her when she was on heroin and she was in the hospital and she wanted to get clean. She's been there for her through Jace and Jace's father not being there. They experienced so much together. So I don't think Babs ever wanted to let Janelle go and just completely not have a relationship with her. And exactly, she doesn't know Kaiser. She doesn't know Ensley. So I think, you know, just bite your tongue for your hatred for one person so you could have a relationship with four.
Exactly. And she hated Nathan Griffith.
Hated.
And now they're like best buds.
Now they're going to lunch.
And it seems like she kind of has that pattern. She hated Cortland Rogers.
Yes.
And they ended up meeting up and talking. I mean,
do you remember when Cortland tweeted that he saw her, yeah. I think at Walmart or the school picking, and they were like, oh my God, I just ran into Babs. Yeah. That's weird. She hated you.
Right. Like, Babs does have this pattern to where she hates the person Janelle's with, but then when they break up, she's fine with them.
Yeah.
So I do think that it can be done. I don't think it's going to last just because I think that David gets offended very easily. And I think that, you know, if they're getting along now, he can probably see old footage that will get him mad. And Janelle, too, I feel like she, you know, gets offended easily.
Yeah.
So I think something will cause them to separate again. But I mean, I hope it lasts. I hope they can at least stay civil.
I agree. I think also the problem with David is he speaks his opinions that aren't wanted or don't deserve to be heard. And it offends people. So he might make a comment about Babs and it will hurt her. You know, he's not a nice guy. Do you remember when he followed her to a restaurant and was like, oh, you're drinking and driving, and was videotaping her? She was out with her friends and Jace. Like, he just reacts too quickly.
Yeah.
And he gives too many opinions and he gets very self-defensive. He's like, oh my God, no, like, don't think that of me. And he just like says stupid things. So it could end up hurting Babs one day and then they're like, we're done again.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, for now, according to Janelle, which isn't really proof. Yeah. But
you know, you never know with Janelle on Twitter. She says a lot of stuff on there that just doesn't make any sense. Right.
They, I mean, they're getting along and hopefully that lasts for Jace, too, because Jace is, he's nine. I can't believe he's nine.
I know. Teresa IM to me this morning said, Jace is nine.
Yeah, because I initially wrote seven in my article, and then I was like, no, he's older than that. He's eight. And then I was like, let me double check. And I was like, nine.
Nine.
Because I know the OG kids are nine.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. It's very,
I mean, Aubrey started third grade this week, so it's crazy how fast they all grew up.
I still can't believe Jace is already nine. I mean, he knows everything that's going on. So it's the best thing is for everyone to just get along for the children. Hopefully we can see a reconciliation with Janelle and Nathan.
Yes. And Janelle and Nathan's girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they just become one big happy family.
I just feel like in life, holding grudges and being angry at people is just so unnecessary.
Waste of time.
If they all just got along, she wouldn't have to deal with this court stuff.
Exactly. Everyone should just be happy. My mom has been saying, and my sisters, don't let anyone steal your joy.
That's nice.
I know, right? It's such like an epic quote from mom. But everyone should just be happy. Just stop getting mad at each other. And it's just healthier for the kids.
Right. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, Lauren, our favorite Teen Mom ex, Kiefer Delp, has been in jail since January from his meth charges. He was running a meth lab in his home. He has court today.
Now, if you don't know Kiefer, we should remind you. He is from the famous Babs scenes when she said, hi. You both hi. And the epic moment when she told Janelle to go live in the streets with her boyfriend. Epic Teen Mom moments. I think they definitely are the best.
No, those are the best moments in history. That and Kesha, which doesn't have to do with... Actually, it kind of does have to do with Kiefer because he was the reason that she was going to miss the concert because she had to go to jail.
So all of our favorite moments surround Kiefer. So so today he has court.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for him. He was arrested for having a meth lab.
Yeah.
In his apartment.
A bunch of meth charges and... It's sad because he was on the special.
Yes, right before.
Literally right before. He was doing so good.
And Teresa and I said that when we were watching it. Sad to admit, but we were texting. We said, wow, look at Kiefer. He looks so healthy. He looks happy. He's an artist. And then a couple days later, he was arrested.
Yes, the meth lab was his art.
Yeah, it was definitely, it went downhill. We're like, oh, he's doing so well.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Do you remember him and Justin Anderson got arrested on the same day or like close to the same day? Justin Anderson is Adam Lin's best friend. He was in a bunch of scenes driving Aubrey around.
With the glasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very skinny. You definitely remember him.
Yeah. Crazy day. But anyway, check out writeronline.com and okmagazine.com to find out what is going to happen to our favorite ex-boyfriend, Kiefer Delp.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. And make sure you check back with us next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye.